Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thanks for going there and using it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you. That's a 13-and-a-half-year-old website. And if you know anything about the Internet, you know it's not one of the originals, but it's one of the early ones. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter when you get there. And don't forget to take our poll question, which is right there on the homepage. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think. Scott Gerber is our guest. He's the author of Never Get a Real Job. It's an outstanding book. He works tirelessly on behalf of young entrepreneurs. Young Entrepreneur Council, is that right, Scott?
Yes, it is.
And tell us about that.
Sure. So, basically, I wanted to create a resource that I didn't have when I was coming through the entrepreneurial ranks. And that resource to me was, again, this peer-to-peer education where I could get the top young minds in the world to be able to answer questions of the young people today. So that's what we're doing. We're basically fielding questions through youngentrepreneurcouncil.com from all these aspiring young people and having the top people like Aaron Patzer of Mint.com or David Hauser from Grasshopper.com, all these major, major multi-million dollar companies started by under 30 CEOs. We're answering those questions to help our generation become entrepreneurial.
Good job, Scott. Let me ask you, in the previous segment, we talked about the fact that that we need the young people like you to become entrepreneurs. But also I mentioned that it's okay to be an entrepreneurial employee because some people don't want to risk their capital, and that's just fine. You and I need those guys. But the question is, are the young people, and what did your survey tell you that you took recently? What did it tell you about whether the young folks actually want to be entrepreneurs?
Well, that was, to me, there were two amazing statistics in this, and it really opened my eyes in this youth entrepreneurship survey that was sponsored by LegalZoom and helped to be created by Buzz Marketing Group. What we basically found out was 21% of young people who were unemployed had started a business as a result of not making an income in this bad economy. That was the first stat. The second
necessity
stat
is the mother of invention.
Yeah, exactly. And the second thing was that out of current real job employees, 35% of respondents polled have started a side business and become sidepreneurs to supplement their income because their primary occupation is not giving them enough money. So these both tell me the same thing, which is entrepreneurship, whether it was by design or, again, whether by necessity, is becoming a core viable career path and an alternative for supplemental income. These are the kinds of things moving forward that we're really going to see generation-Y pushed forward as a result of.
How do you think your generation is going to handle failure? You handled it well. You turned around, let me ask you a question. You failed early, right? It's been what, 7 or 8 years since you had your meltdown?
Yeah, about that. Yep.
Okay. So how did you handle it in those days? Because you weren't as wise then as you are now, probably. So how did you handle that?
I don't think I'm wise now, but let's go there. you know, I it was interesting because I didn't have a choice. My mother, who was a 25-year stalwart education teacher, New York City Board of Ed, basically told me at the end of it, instead of you can do it next time and all that, basically say, okay, Scott, well, you tried that. Now it's time to get serious and get a real job. So I didn't have even a support system.
Right.
I always say my mom was an amazing mother and a terrible business advisor. But what I basically found out with that $700 was that I said, listen, I can go the real job path or I don't, and I can learn from every hard knocks lesson that I got in the trenches. And I decided to go that path, and I took that remaining $700 to build a business that's called Sizzle It Today, which Stone Business does very well and has clients like Procter & Gamble. The core moment for me, though, was realizing that the failure was not a failure. It was an education. And that is the core difference what most young people don't see today because their parents and their mentors and everybody around them says, don't fail. Failure's bad. You get an F on a test, you're screwed for life.
Right.
You know, this is the mindset we have to change. And I think moving forward, what the Young Entrepreneur Council will do is help to show there is a community of young people that have failed many times over, but as a result of those failures have become more successful and thereby help the young people realize that there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Scott, tell them this from me. Tell them that failure is the harness mate of success, that you can't really have true success that you can depend upon, success that you can believe in and that you can be proud of until you've actually had some failures. Now, that doesn't mean a thermonuclear meltdown. It doesn't have to be, you know, abject bankruptcy. It could just be that you tried something and it didn't work, But in my opinion, you have to those are two professional horses that are in the same harness. What do you think?
I think that's exactly on point. And I speak to thousands of students a year, and I always end every speech saying the same thing. I say, don't be afraid to fail. Failure is good. I say, be afraid to have never failed and to look at the TV 10 years from now and say that's your idea, or to still be in the same place you are today, all these sorts of things. But I say, never be afraid to never get a real job, because at the end of the day, your future is in your hands. That's a power that you can't feel with any job that you ever employ you. And that's something that, regardless of bad economy, stupid bosses, or anything in between, you can have a level of control that no one else around you, in most cases, can.
Do you think this recession that we've just gone through and the reaction to it by employers has given your generation a dose of reality?
150%. Every student I talk to now, every young person, recent college grad, they're all realizing now this is no longer their parents' world. And I think it took this hard knock on the head to realize that the times have changed. Now, with that being said, do I still think that some of them have ridiculous, unrealistic expectations, not just about business, but about life? Of course. I don't think that just because you can't get a job, it's going to change the world. When they don't get a job for a couple of years, or when they had an MBA and they're now working at a Walmart, perhaps.
Right.
After a long period of time. But right now, the key focus is we need to keep educating. We need to keep telling young people there is a viable career path in entrepreneurship. It's not a renegade's choice.
Yeah.
That this is something that if they're smart, build a simple service, not build the next Facebook, do something that is revenue generation today. We can change education in this country. We can change small business in this country.
Hey,
and
Scott,
it comes from what I consider, entrepreneurial rest.
I got to wrap it up. Give us your website quickly, one more time.
NeverGetARealJob.com.
All right. Hey, Scott, will you come back another day?
Oh, you call me, I'm there, baby.
Thanks, buddy. Scott Gerber, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.